everyone welcome Mr. Red White.
Don't care about the time you get. Thank you.
starved for this music. Thank you so much for coming out this evening. We'll just keep the songs coming your way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
girl, which is a dumb kind of name, but they named it right. We believe the same. We are dumb all over. Dumb all over, yes we are. Dumb all over, near and far. Dumb all over, black and white. People, we is not brand tight. Nerds on the left, nerds on the right. Religious fanatics on the air, every man saying the Bible tells the story. Makes the details sound real more about what to do. If the geeks over there don't believe in the book you got over here, you can't run a race without no fear. And pretty soon there won't be no strength. The dummy's the job on, the luck is the dog on. Religious fanatics are making me all off. The one will up and disappear. It'll just look up there for 1,000 years. Rules of ancient date designed to make you all feel great on the old spindle and mutilate those unbelievers from a neighboring state. Two arms, two arms, hurry, that's great. Two legs ain't bad, unless there's a way they ship the parts from Mario. The super name is 2 years. Not his numbers, but what they hate. The good book says it's gotta be that way. Their book says, revenge the crusades. With whips and chains and hand grenades. Two arms, have another and another. Our God says, there ain't no other. Our God says, it's all okay. Our God says, this is the way. And it says it, burn, burn, and destroy. Repent and redeem and revenge and deploy. And rumble the fork to the land with the unbelieving scum on the other side. Because they don't grow for what's in the book, and that makes them bad. So verily we must chop it then up, and stomp it then down, or make a nice French bomb to put them out of existence, while leaving their real estate just where we need it, to use again for temples in which to praise our God. Because he can really go Hawaiian. And when his humble TV servant with a brown suit, glasses, maybe a blonde wife who takes phone calls, tells us it's okay to do this stuff, then we gotta do it. Because if we don't do it, we ain't quiet up to heaven. Ain't that right? That's right. I mean, seriously. This television evangelist stuff is dangerous business. Don't let them get you. Anyway, listen, we can't really be dumb if we're just following God's orders. After all, he wrote this book here. And in the book it says he made us all to be just like him. So if we're dumb, then God is dumb. And maybe even a little ugly on the side. We'll be right back.
know, it's just, it's crazy. This is the first time I've been in this area. I know it's been a long time since my dad has been around here. But it's great to see that there's so much enthusiasm for his music and... response it was going to get, and so this is the second year that we're into doing it. Hopefully, to keep coming to new places, and, you know. So I really appreciate you guys coming out and telling your friends and bringing your kids. I know I see your soul there. I came up with that earlier at the sound check. 3 years old, or four, is he four? He's 4 years old. So, you know. That's some good parenting right there. Don't worry, he's not here for us. But, you know, start him early. That's what I say. So, we're going to take you all now on a little journey into a crazy place called the Pygmy Twilight.
Yeah. days coming up. I was freezing. How about that?
Thank you.
would be delighted if you could help us out. What we need is a theme that is strictly from North Carolina. Now, I specifically do not want a Frank Zappa reference, no song title, nothing like that. I want something that's just very much part of the country of North Carolina, because we are a very visual show. So, as is always the case when I ask for some assistance, everybody has a good idea. Yet, because we wear this in our minds, it's always very difficult for me to hear anything specifically. So, I've heard some stuff about barbecue. Let's get on the front. What's your idea? So, that's one word that we can use. He said hippies. I'm not sure, you know, that's never been my association specifically with North Carolina, but maybe things have changed. Okay. Moonshine? That's pretty good. Hippie moonshine. Hippie moonshine. That's going to appear later in the show and probably outside the parking lot. So, all right. In order to achieve artistic unity with your concept, we are going to play the song Dupree's Paradise, which features body commercials for every band member, and then perhaps some hippie moonshine.
Thank you. solo with the other.
He said that he was ready.
yesterday.
Yes.
I'm in love with the world. Oh, she's so wonderful. She and I, I'm in love with the world.
Oh,
we'll let it stay where it was. Somehow, once I overheard somebody make the mistake of mentioning a certain place in Texas, and I'm not sure if they did it as a joke or if it was serious, but I thought it was amusing. They said, Corpus Christi, Texas. I hope it was, you know, them just really not understanding. And that they really thought it was Corpus Christi, Texas. And in fact, I think I'm going to try to get the name changed. They sent a copy of that song. No, it would be really important. The world needs it. But perhaps not as much as you guys need this next song.
Thank you.
police. We have the garage surrounded. Come out with your hands up, and you will not be hurt or harmed. I repeat, this is the police. We have the garage surrounded. There's a bulletin going over the radio since you've got a porpoise in there. I'm pretty sure that's illegal. I don't want to know what you're doing to it. But I'll tell you one thing right now. I got an evil robot who's going to break in there. If you don't come out with your hands up. Let me just turn this thing on. Hold on one second. I got to punch in the code. It's a musical code. Hold on. There he is. It's Ninja Gilroy's. Yeah. There he is. It's all of his electronic splendor. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm pretty serious about you coming out. You know what, actually, just let me in. I gotta see the porpoise. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm coming in!
He used to cut my grass. He was up at the night
before. My God.
Yeah. Thank you. an open invitation. Goes like this.
Come on!
still just hanging in there. Enjoying himself, that's awesome. Well,
just be one of them.
He said for an honorable service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regularly, that guy has no natural rhythm whatsoever to devote his attention to me. But I said,
don't give up.
I had no natural rhythm. Clapping your hands off the beat like that.
Look here, right. Don't you think about me?
The mystery man got nervous, and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of the mystery roll, and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor. And a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then was a top. Pop! It was left of his box foaming. But the oil, the battery, and the dust of the land also. He said you might not believe this story, but it'll cure your asthma too. I said, hey,
thank you.
emotions and your preparations and wrap it up just now. And I've got a crystal ball, he said. And it held on up to the light. So I snatched it all away from him. And I showed him how to do it right.
Thank you.
thought he was a puppet.
Special guest, Ray Wyatt.
Yeah.
she closed the door.
Thank you.
souvenir to our youngest fan for the evening. So, how do you spell his name? All right. This is for Soul. Yeah.